Researchers who track online extremism found the shooter at Abundant Life Christian School had numerous ties to groups that glorify violence and hate. WPR's Deneen Smith spoke with those researchers. She also heard from a mother whose daughter died by suicide after joining groups that glorify school-based violence. Before we begin, if you or someone you know is in crisis, call the Suicide and Crisis Lifeline at 988. Deneen, to start, what do we know about the ties that the student authorities say killed two people and injured six more at Abundant Life Christian School had to these online communities?
Well, police in Madison say they're still investigating that, but I spoke to Carla Hill. She leads the research team for the Anti-Defamation League Center on Extremism, and researchers with that organization looked into the 15-year-old girl who carried out the attacks life online, and they found that she was spending a lot of time on accounts that are focused on violence and extremism. Carla said one of the more disturbing findings that they had was that she had been involved with a chat group that was watching a live stream from Turkey of a teenager stabbing people outside of a mosque in August. That teenager was involved with a neo-Nazi organization, and the teenage girl from Madison was among a pretty small group of people that were invited to that chat.
And you heard from a mother who reached out to WPR who had a similar experience. What happened with her daughter? Why did she want to talk with you?
The mom who reached out to us is Jamie Seitz. She's from Kentucky. And her daughter, Audrey, who's 13, died by suicide just a few weeks ago. And after Audrey died, Jamie found out from police that Audrey was involved online with this group that calls themselves TCC, or the True Crime Community. And one aspect of that group is that some people, often young people, become really obsessed with the Columbine High School shooting and look at the shooters almost as romantic figures or heroes. Jamie really feels that Audrey's involvement in that group led her daughter to take her own life. Jamie speaks here to me about why she wants to bring this information to other parents.
I think that's my way of grieving right now, is try to bring awareness, because it's only going to get worse.
And after the shooting at Abundant Life, Jamie saw a lot of discussion online that about the shooter's possible involvement with TCC, and that was the main reason she reached out to us.
And you spoke with a mother in Madison whose son died after taking part in an online blackout challenge. She's working with a group of parents who are pushing for federal regulation on social media. What exactly are they calling for?
So the mom I talked to from Madison's name is Annie McGrath, and her son Griffin died accidentally in 2018 doing a social media blackout challenge. Annie has since gotten involved with a group of parents who have all lost kids to what they call online harms. They're pushing for legislation that's called the Kids Online Safety Act. That would create a series of new requirements for social media companies, like disabling addictive features. And it would also require them to report data and create deadlines to respond to reports of accounts online that have dangerous activity. That bill passed in the Senate pretty overwhelmingly in August, but it died in the House when leadership there never brought it to the floor. Annie's very discouraged about that, but she says that she is going to keep pushing along with her group.
So assuming that authorities, lawmakers agree on an approach to addressing these issues, and assuming that that approach works, what do we do until that happens?
Honestly, I think it's tough. It's a hard thing to manage. Kids are walking around with phones in their pockets that give them access to the internet pretty much 24 hours a day. When I was talking to Carla Hill, she said that it's hard even for experts like herself to keep up, but she really encourages parents to try to educate themselves about what's out there and to talk to their kids about the dangers of extremism. Annie McGrath from Madison would really ask people to ask their legislators to take action. Annie says there's been no new legislation in 25 years aimed at protecting kids online, and I think we all know that the world is a very different place online than it was 25 years ago.
WPR's Deneen Smith, thanks so much.